Once again, a gentlemanly air rules the airwaves, because the debonair Count Arthur Strong will be with us, taking us into the rarefied territory of wine tasting this evening. So, you know, they're proving once again that, you know, manners cost nothing and days of gallantry are still well and truly here. OK? But we'll get to tonight's Crucial 3 after we've heard from Jen. Did you ever appear with the Doors, Count Arthur?
Oh, I must have done. What were they?
Anyway, Count Arthur Strong is with us. We'll get to him very shortly. Those are the Doors with Soul Kitchen, their eponymous debut LP of 1967 from tonight's Crucial 3, suggested by John Sparshat and John Farnaby.
That's a tall story, isn't it?
Really? I don't think so, somewhere along the line. Last night, one of the many subjects we were tackling was people who look better when they're older, or now, than when they were young. And Lulu was the lead example of this. Deck in Edinburgh has been on. Said on last night's Looking Better As You Get Older debate, winner must be Priscilla Presley, comparing photos of her wedding to Elvis in the 60s and the Naked Gun movies in the 90s. But of course, another example that's only just occurred to me, very well preserved, Count Arthur Strong.
Oh, thank you very much. Very kind of you to say so.
I mean, he's sort of just like a very sort of dignified and debonair and distinguished.
Your words, not mine. Modesty forbids me right. to comment.
Were you a bit of a kind of sort of matinee idol in the... When would have been your heyday, sort of...
I'm still having my heyday,
yes. Okay, then, point taken. Have you looked after yourself particularly over the years to stay in such fine shape?
The last 30 years I've done Canadian Marine exercises every morning.
Have you? What do those entail?
Oh, you know, press-ups, sit-ups, shut-ups, something else up. So you have to get an old friend by your teeth. And hang there for... I think that was one of them.
Right, OK. Tara McDermott has been on. Said, apparently, there's a local rag in London called the Evening Standard, I believe.
Oh, I believe there is, yes.
Don't take it myself.
They've been very kind to me in the past, I think.
Have they?
I think so.
You and Ken both.
Yes, that's
right. Sandy Shaws, apparently, in the Evening Standard, says she was talking to the Queen at a Buckingham Palace party, right? She became aware that just next to her was Kate Bush... The blessed Kate Bush, scrabbling around in her handbag. Eventually, Kate Bush produced a pen and paper and asked the Queen to sign it for her son. The Queen was whisked away by astonished officials. That's not protocol, is it, to ask the Queen for her autograph, I don't think.
No, you should speak when you've spoken to her with the Queen.
Ah.
Yes, don't ask her for an autograph, no. Oh, no, that's a cardinal's sin.
I mean, did you ever meet the Queen? You met the Queen Mother, didn't you?
Oh, I did, I met the Queen Mother on many occasions. I'll tell you something, the Royal Command performance in... That was 1960-something. Mm. At the interval, she must have had some fish or something, because I was just having a chat to her, because I could speak to her. I was special dispensation. Yeah. She got a fishbone stuck in her throat, and I had to do the Heineken manoeuvrement on her.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
Right.
It shot right across the room, that fishbone. It's amazing how far it goes when you do that, you know.
Yeah. Right, well, you see.
And that's my Queen Mother story.
Very good. Well, it's anecdotes. It's anecdotes. That's what we like. Mm. Bruce Davis in Sheffield has been on, says, my wife Sally and I are going to Channel 4's The Games. Can you and the Count think of what to have on a banner in the crowd? But I can't, because I don't know what Channel 4's The Games is.
No, I'm no clue.
So we can't then, can we?
Ludo. Maybe.
Why not?
It's a good game.
Pam, the Tobbledon correspondent, said, I'll be jiggered if I ain't got a bad back, so please keep jumpy uppy downy stuff to a minimum. But does the Count have any remedies? But I suppose, you know, you combine your Canadian Marine and your Heineken manoeuvre.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll tell you what is a good idea for a bad back. If you do a lot of sitting, a wedge cushion.
A wedge cushion?
Yeah, shaped like a wedge.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right, where do you get those from?
The osteoporosis. You know, the woman that cracks your back.
Right, OK. So, I mean, any more... We're tackling wine tonight, but, I mean, any more subjects that you want the Count to comment on, you've usually got some kind of solutions for most things, haven't you?
Well, you know, a lot of things have happened to me in my life. And
right.
Yes, I do try to help everybody. Yes.
Advice to give. So, what have you been up to, then?
I've not been up to anything. I've just set foot through the door. If you're thinking about the crack in that glass... It was like that when Ian gave me it, so don't start all that up.
Right, OK. All right, yeah. So, wine tonight, then?
Oh, yes. Well, right. Right. You see, well, as I mentioned to you previously, Mark, as you know, I am a part-time lay preacher.
Yes.
You know, and I sometimes do the sermons for, you know, like, don't be naughty, else you're struck by lightning now, come on. etc. When Father Thompson's off sick, or when he goes to Mablethorpe for a fortnight every June, I did for him then. And one of the other positions I hold in the church, which I'm very proud and privileged to do so, is that of Honorary Chief Communion Wine Taster for the Doncaster Diocese of the Anglia Church of Our Lady, something like that. And my findings go directly back to the General Synod. So it's a role I fulfil of some high standing in the ecclesiasticals. Now, what I'd like to do tonight is, you're quite right to say we're doing some wine tasting. I'd like to show you how it's all done and just how sophisticated my palate, or as I sometimes call it at the wine tastings for a joke, my Pontius palate. he's the one that fiddled while Rome burnt in your prayer books. Just how sophisticated my Pontius palate has become.
Right.
So what we're going to do is one of those wine tastings that blind people are always going, one of those blind wine tastings that people are always going on about.
Right, OK. Well, we look forward to that later on. Count Arthur Strong on wine. You know, what better way to spend an evening?
Yes, absolutely.
these are the Trembling Blue Stars. Excuse me, the single is out now. I'll play that for Helen Hughes, whose birthday it is tomorrow. She was on The Crucial Three, and we discovered she was a bit of a goth, and she wanted The Mission. But I didn't think that... We're not playing any Mission tonight, or any goth particularly, but that had a sort of goth guitar sound to it, didn't you think? So it's kind of... Do you familiar with the goth oeuvre, Count Arthur?
Well, I think my people have allowed me up to do a pantomime with the Fears of the Netherlands.
Right,
it's not finalised yet, but we're talking at this stage.
Your people are talking to their people.
Yes, that's right.
She was on The Crucial Three. You were mentioning something, perhaps another element we could introduce to The Crucial Three tonight for people calling in.
Oh, yes. Because, you know, I'm often in touch with the spirit world, as well as wine. And what we could do is a psychic wine tasting. So if anybody's got a glass of wine on the go... I could tell them what it is and where the grape is and all the other things you do when you're doing wine with them.
Fantastic. All right, then. So if you are phoning in for The Crucial Three tonight, then perhaps you could pour yourself a small glass of wine before you come on, and Count Arthur can do his stuff.
Yeah.
Count Arthur Strong is with me this evening, I'm delighted to say. Who's this from? This is from Richie. He says, great show with Arthur, always. Can I ask his advice on what to wear for a goth gig as a first-timer? Because he looks like he might have stumbled him on in his time. As a fan of trilbies, what do you think of Count Arthur's trilby? I think it's very dapper. Is that would you call that fawn?
Yes, it's a fawn stroke beige-ish.
Yes.
Yes. It's brushed cloth, that.
I mean, do you think that would perhaps be suitable for a goth night?
Oh, I wear it everywhere.
Yeah. Yes. Is that right? I mean, perhaps the outfit you're wearing tonight, tweeds and a
Oh, yes, you stand out in the crowd in what I'm wearing.
But with the kind of, with also the, those comfortable slip-on boat shoes.
Absolutely, you would have to tear off my feet when I go.
Right, OK. Yes. So that's helpful. Let's see, what have we got here? We've got, John, the M6s, can you tell me what brand of wine the Count has been drinking? Because I could do with a glass this evening. I mean, you know...
Well, it's a blind wine tasting.
So we'll have to get that.
Obviously, for obvious reasons, I can't divulge that.
Yes, right, OK. Dearest Mork, I received my CD and DVD from the Count on Monday. Please thank the legend that he is for changing my life for the better, says Smig in Leeds.
Oh, good old Smiggy, whoever. bless you, my darling.
Right. Andy P says, the Count's on one tonight. Fantastic. Any remedy for athlete's foot?
Give up athletics for a bit, see if it gets better.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Jason on the M25 says, older versus younger. I say Kylie, and my girlfriend says Richard Gere. Can you clarify if blokes are allowed on this list? I think blokes are allowed on, aren't they?
Yes. I'm not quite sure what sort of list you're talking about.
Well, it's last night's list, but it doesn't matter anyway. All right, we'll get to Count Arthur Strong and some wine tasting after this. It's hard not to smile when you hear that and think of that wonderful video at the moment, isn't it, Cam?
Oh, it's funny, that, isn't it? Ken and Deers in the background.
It started on another track as well. It is. It's very good. Were you ever sort of a prime mover in comic relief?
That's what I used to do with it. What is it? Same as Children in Need? I don't know. They're all after a bit of money, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I used to do Children in Need at Shepherd Bush Empire for BBC London, as sister station of yours, obviously.
Right, OK, yeah.
I always did that, all of us, I did.
Oh, good, good, good.
Danny LaRue.
Yeah,
etc.
Right, Fields of the Nephilim.
I think they were.
Tony Christie, Peter Kay, Is This the Way to Amarillo? Mark Davenport's been on before we start this. He said, could the Count say hello to Teresa after her operation?
Hello, Teresa. Mm. I do hope you're well. It wasn't too serious an operation. What's that?
It's my phone there again. I just leave it on for the programme now because...
Oh, well, why not?
I don't like to feel so that people can't get in touch with me.
Yeah, absolutely, I understand that.
Now then, DIY Mike in Preston, it said, I've just opened a bottle. P.S. Paul Weller looking far better. Now, shame the music isn't. But then Paul in Nottinghamshire says, I have a cold and I'm adding night nurse to my Rioja. Does the Count condone this? Or should I stick to my usual remedy of cider and Benelin?
I wouldn't do a cider and better. There's no harm in a night nurse with a bit of wine. No harm at all. Right. I've done myself.
Okay. Any ideas how to get red wine out of a sheepskin rug?
Salt.
Right.
Eat as much salt as you can. Right. No, I'm sprinkling it on it. It's one of the two. You do. Try both, see how you get on. Let me know. Let me know.
All right, then. Colin in Kendall says, as we speak, I have in my hand a glass of red. Can the Count guess its origin?
Summerfields.
It's okay, they're very good. And now, so I think we'd better start on this. We've talked about it long enough. I think we'd better get to the main event, haven't we? Right.
Yes.
So, what's exactly the nature of what you're going to be doing then for the next few minutes?
This is where I part company with most of the other wine tasters you'd have heard of. Jilly, Oliver Reed, etc. Because, you see, my first rule in my wine tasting rule book is... never, ever spit any of it out. Never. I can't think why they say you to do that. Right. Anyone that would tell you to do that, Mark, is, in my opinion, not a proper drinker.
Right.
For one thing, that's disgusting. If you spit on a bus, you can be fined, and have every right to it, in my case. That's what they're encouraging these people.
Right.
Flipping sick. Is that you stand there waiting for hours, and three will turn up at once. Buses, I mean. It's like the post office. Isn't it? Booth number one, please. Come to booth number one, please. Booth number two. No, it's booth number two. Booth number three, please. Booth number four, please. Booth number five, please. Which one do you sodden well go to? Goodness sake. Can't listen to that for long, can you? Why don't they just have one booth with six staff on it? Now, that probably because it makes too much sense, isn't it?
Oh.
Anyway, let's get on with the reason why we're here. If we could just pour the line out. Oh, I see. That's right. Then let's have a little taste of wine number A. Oh, I like that one. Wine number B. Oh, that's very nice as well as that one.
Mm.
And wine number C. Oh, well, now, this is interesting, this, Mark, because I like this one. But I don't like it as much as the first one I tasted I liked. But I do like it more than the second one I liked I tasted. Tell you what, let's have another little taste of wine number A, just to see if I concur with what it is I'm saying.
Do you want a top up there?
Oh, yes, go on, top yourself up. Oh, yes, definitely my most favourite at the moment is that. It's just so much more easier on the Pontius. Absolutely, but you see, I'll not be rushed into making a decision premature on these, because whichever wine I pick tonight will be served up in churches the width and the breadth of the countryside. So I'm right to be cautious.
Right.
My opinion, they could all do with breathing a little bit more oxygen for a little bit. Always do that at home. Any good off-licence will tell you that. And I'll come back and have another go at it on an as-and-when basis. You see, I do take it very seriously, Mark. Very serious indeed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Count Arthur Strong and wine tasting. I mean, you know that. Perhaps people could vote by text. Say, you know, vote wine A, B, C, or don't care.
That's a good idea.
Right, OK, yeah. Then. So send your text in, and wine A, B, C, or don't care, yeah, and we'll see if you, the audience, agrees with Count Arthur Strong by the end of the show.
Good idea, Mark.
This is Bap Kennedy with, conveniently enough, a track he played live on the programme the other day with Shane McGowan at the end, on the Mighty Ocean Alcohol. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a frog in the throat tonight, Count Arthur.
Have a drink of this. I'll sort you out. Have a sip of this.
Right, I will a bit later on, I think. Yeah. But with Shane McGowan at the end there, of course, on the Mighty Ocean Alcohol from his fine album, The Big Picture.
The crucial three, music of quality and distinction.
All right, then, tune number two is this one. And Fiona from Aberdeen joins us on the line. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, Fiona?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a terrible line, isn't it?
I know, it's not. It's my mobile. I don't get a good signal here much.
Right, have you not got a proper phone?
Yeah.
Why didn't you use that then?
Well, I was on the internet, so when they tried to phone me back, it was engaged.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, there you go. Are you drinking a glass of wine this evening, Fiona?
Unfortunately, no, not at this moment, no.
Right, oh, right, well, that's rather
kind. I can do that, though.
Could you do that?
Yeah, no problem.
Have you got some there?
Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, right. Well, pour yourself some out, take a taste and see how it affects your voice, and then we can get Count Arthur Strong on to see if he can tell what it is you're drinking, even at this distance and on a line as bad as that.
Wow.
Have you had some?
No, I had earlier on. I was out for dinner.
Oh, you went out for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
And did he drink wine at dinner?
No, I just had a pint of cider.
A pint of cider?
Woodpecker!
Woodpecker!
Woodpecker cider!
Was it Woodpecker?
Yes.
No, it's Strongbow.
That's the same brewery, love.
Close, isn't it? Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. What do you do in Aberdeen, Fiona?
I'm a personnel manager.
Are you? Right, okay. Of what? Don't say personnel.
I work for an ROV, a remotely operated vehicle service company for the oil industry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remotely operated vehicles, Count Arthur. Sounds good, doesn't it?
I'm lost, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, Fiona, anyway, tell us what this tune is.
It's Brass and Pocket.
Yes, by the Pretenders.
Pretenders.
Right. Were you a Chrissie Hynde fan? Was she a kind of, you know, female icon of yours?
Early 80s, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think everybody's got a bit of a thing about Chrissie Hynde, men and women. I mean, she's just sort of cool, isn't she?
She's cool, yeah.
And she's the only person, well, one of only three people ever to look good in leather trousers, right? There was the young Jim Morrison from The Doors, who we played earlier, Elvis on that TV comeback special, and that's it, Chrissie Hynde.
No, one more.
Oh, go on.
Susie Quattro.
Yeah, I'll give you Susie Quattro.
Tom Jones.
No. Did you ever go for leather trousers, Count Arthur?
Well, my motorbike in doubt, yeah.
Oh, okay, right, okay. But now, of course, Chrissie Hynde has renounced leather because she's vegetarian, isn't she?
Mm.
So she makes imitation leather trousers now. I believe she stitches together aubergine pelts in a caravan.
Aubergine pelts?
Yeah, to make trousers now. That's what I've heard, anyway.
That'd be quite slippy.
Well, now, don't get us started on that. OK, Fiona, look, it was nice talking to you. The line sort of cleared up a bit in the end, so we could kind of hear you.
I'm sitting a bit higher up.
That's probably what it is. All right, then, nice talking to you.
OK, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Fiona in Aberdeen, who nominated Susie Quattro for our top three of people in leather trousers, which is another item that's only just started, but there you go. Yeah. Correctly identified the Pretenders and Brass in Pocket.
The crucial three, two...
The Pretenders and Brass in Pocket is number two on tonight's Crucial Three. You've already had The Doors and Soul Kitchen. Here's a clip of part three. Oh, I love that tune. So if you know what that is, then 88 to 91, and if you could be drinking when you come on, that would help. And mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk on the email, and stick your phone number on, please. As someone who's usually slaughtered around this time of night... Janice.
Hello. What were you saying then? I was
nothing.
Fiddling around.
No, nothing. I didn't say anything.
I just heard this pause and thought, is that me?
It is,
am I
you.
Meant to be on a pregnant pause? A pause for effect. A
pause for effect, yes. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. And Count Arthur is with me tonight.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, Janice. How are you doing?
I'm very well. It's lovely to hear you again.
Oh, it's always a joy to hear you. She's thinking of red wine, by the way.
Were you thinking of red wine?
If you say so.
She's more of a...
I'm thinking of a dirty Jack. I'm only getting you in one ear. Oh, there you go. I'm thinking of a dirty Jack? Yeah, the headphones got a dirty Jack socket.
Oh, I see.
So I've been ramming it in and out until I could hear properly, but we're sorted. So everything all right, your neck of the woods?
Yes, no, we're very good. We're having a very rarefied gentleman's evening over a bottle of communion wine. I know you're
more... Is that what you're doing?
You're more of a QC girl yourself, aren't you, in my experience?
QC? I think not. No, a good Rioja would do me.
Oh, yes, well, we've just been experimenting with a cocktail. Rioja and Night Nurse.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that sounds awful.
Give it a try. What's up with
No. Night Nurse knocks you out, though, doesn't it?
There's a clue in the title of it.
Yes, well, I thought...
But, yes, I have a hip flask of Night Nurse, actually. And all that that goes. Played that for Howell in Blackwood, South Wales, who said, I think the winner of Improving With Age, and she looks good in leather trousers, Carol Vorderman. Are you a Carol Vorderman countdown fan, Count Arthur Strong? Uncle Bob, that is, with Hit Parade, which, as I say, we played it before, and people went mad for it and were asking where you could get it. It is out now. Uncle Bob, just to help you get hold of it, his uncle is spelt with a K. It's called the Hit Parade. It's on their own label, which is Friendly Sounds. There is a website, UncleBob.com, released with the help of the Scottish Arts Council, and a fine tune it is too.
Next month, Radio 2 presents Robert Plant, live and exclusive. For your chance to see him in London on the 27th of April, tell us the name of his solo retrospective album from 2003. Email your answer at bbc.co.uk/radio2 or call 08700 100 200. And see Robert Plant, live and exclusive, only with 88 to 91 FM.
You ever a Robert Plant Led Zeppelin fan in your biker days, Count Arthur?
You know, I'm not sure, probably was.
Might not have been.
What did they do?
This sort of a big, sort of hoary rock band.
Oh, I like music, I do. Shall we go to a club?
What?
Shall we go on to a club?
Oh, I see. Right, well, we could think about it. But, you know, to the business in hand, because we've still got to reach a final verdict on the wine, haven't we? Because one of the country's foremost communion wine tasters, Count Arthur Strong...
Evening, everybody.
...is with us this evening. And we also some interesting comments coming in, because you've got three wines to choose between, A, B and C.
Oh, is that... Lovely, all of them.
And it's nice to, because the people are getting involved in this. Beth in Wales says, what about combining A and C and creating a new strain of super wine?
A, C.
Do you want to try it? Should we pour some A?
A into C.
Into C.
That's it.
There.
All right. Then what do I do?
Well, taste it, I suppose. See what that's like.
I like the sound of this. Beth, she's come up with a good one. Oh, I say, that is good, Beth. That is good. Are you doing that at home?
Lawrence and Steve in Kent say A, B and C in one cup. Drink them all.
Why not?
Why?
I've done A, C. I've just put a bit of B in.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, that is a proper job of splosh, is that, Mark? I'm telling you.
Is it?
Right. It's a spot, does that.
Mick from Rotherham at Workingstone.
Come on, Mick, A, B, C, two bits of C, three D's and an A all together in one glass. Why not?
Why not, yeah. He says don't care. He's voted for don't care.
Don't care, fair enough.
Alan on the M6 says wine C. Wine A, without question, it's one of my favourites, although I do enjoy a nice glass of sea with fish.
Right.
Other than that, I don't care, says John.
I wouldn't have sea with fish. B.
You sure?
B, definitely.
Right. Do you want to check that?
Go on, then.
Yeah. All right, then. Pete Fitton.
Ooh, definitely B.
Right. Pete Fitton in Rochdale says that Wine A betrayed its origins as stock BBC sound effect.
Oh, I think that tastes nice. That's all I'm bothered.
Argos Rob said, I need a wee after that wine tasting feature. I'm on the M25 and 40 minutes from the next services. Chris Brennan in London says, could you ask Count Arthur Strong what his choice of hangover cure would be? Or does he always know when he has had enough?
Yes, I always do when I've had enough. But what do for a hangover that I get them because I always know when I've had enough is you get half a pound of liver, stick it in a blender with a pint of milk and 2 raw eggs. Mix all that up and drink it down in one. That'll sort you out.
I bet it will. Paul in Nottingham said, you know, I tried number A in my night nurse. Delightful. Number B, I shall save for the spam fricassee. Number C will be rubbed on my chest with a dash of Vic.
Oh, that's a waste of good wine. Rubbing it on your chest. Mm. Just use the Vic and drink the wine. That would be my lot better.
I notice when you're tasting, you tend to avoid the terms a lot of other famous wine tasters use. You know, things like bouquet and nose, legs and body. You dispense with all that.
Well, it's, you know, it's not flowers. It's not a bunch of flowers, is it? Bouquet. It's all in the taste with me. I'm telling you, I'm not like whatever, you know, that lot. It's a very different technique and approach I've got.
Right, you know. It is. So you can see. Quirky's been on. Said, I'm currently sampling a vintage 2005 Californian Merlot. Mm. However, I've now become peckish. Could the Count recommend a light snack to accompany such a beverage?
You get a bit of cheese on toast.
You can't go wrong with cheese on toast, can you?
Beat it. I'm going to have a bit of that in a minute.
Right? Right, OK. I can just go some Lancashire Lee toaster.
Bring it in.
I think we're going to have to have a cheese tasting feature next time, aren't we?
Excellent notion.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Perhaps we could have a glass of wine with it.
We could possibly do.
Square the circle.
We could, yeah. Right. And some Garner's pickled onions.
Shut up, yo.
We know how to live, don't we? We know how to live. All right, then. We'll reach a final verdict on Count Arthur Strong's wines before the end of the programme. On tomorrow night's programme, Julian Cope. Mitch in Southampton said St. Julian Cope looked pretty damn cool in leather kecks. He'll be on tomorrow night, most probably in shorts, I would think. That tends to be his favoured leg wear these days. Julian Cope, World Shut Your Mouth, he's in session on tomorrow night's programme. More additions to the leather pants top 10. Neil in Buxton is saying Mel Gibson in Mad Max 2. Did you like that film, Count Arthur Strong?
Rubbish.
Okay. Diana Rigg, now then. Diana Rigg in the Avengers.
Diana Rigg. What about her?
Yeah.
Crucial 3, music of quality and distinction.
Our final tune on the Crucial 3 is this one. Excellent late night listening. Excellent anytime listening. Patrick Powell is on the line from London. Hi, Patrick.
How are you?
Very good, thanks.
How do you know my surname?
Pardon?
How do you know my surname?
Because Ian told me it.
Ian who? Oh, I didn't say Powell. It's on my email, isn't it? That's
right. Right, okay. Have you been drinking tonight, Patrick?
I'm afraid I have, yes. I knocked off work early and I got a bottle of... I didn't knock off work early. I got a bottle of Summerfield wine. So.
Summerfield is doing very well tonight.
Yeah, I would have guessed Summerfield.
Count Arthur Strong is here. Well, we can't guess what wine he's having because he's told us now. But, I mean, there must be different brands of Summerfield wine. Could you assess which Summerfield wine he's been drinking, Count Arthur?
Pass it. Would you just have... Have you got a glass of air with you, darling?
I've got it in my hand now.
Would you have a smell of it for me? Yes. I would say the grape is probably from a northwest face of the Eiger. Yes. A workshop. A vineyard. Idiot. Have a little sip of it, would you, for me now?
Right, hang on.
It's definitely a red one.
It is, yes.
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
That's right.
I rest my case.
Brilliant. I mean,
thank you very much.
That's a radio programme in itself, really, isn't it?
Of course, you think so.
And then you say you knocked off work early, Patrick. What do you do at work when you can be bothered to go in before the wine calls you?
I work as a sub-editor.
A sub-editor of what?
On a newspaper.
Which newspaper?
Well, I better not say, because I don't think I'll like it, but it's one of the nationals.
Is it a big one or a little one? I mean, like a broad or a tiny?
No, it's a big one.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's probably all right, then. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Begins with daily, but that's as far as I'm going.
There aren't many big ones that begin with daily, are there?
Are there?
What, broadsheets begin with daily?
There's two.
There's two? Yes. Telegraph.
Well, there daily. You go.
What's the other one?
Daily.
The Daily. Oh, the Daily Guardian.
That's the one. How did you get
there? Oh, yeah, okay.
You guys, I tell you what, there's no spot for new guys from Radio 2, you know.
That's right, absolutely, yeah. And what do you like doing when you're not working as a sub-editor on the Daily Planet, then? Is that drinking?
No, well, I live in Cornwall. I like recording music on the computer.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, which you, you can do everything these days.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? Whereabouts in Cornwall do you live, then?
North Cornwall, on the edge of Bodmin Moor.
Oh, very nice. Right, okay. All right, well, look, tell us what the last tune is on tonight's Crucial 3.
It was Win, David Bowie on Young American.
Yeah, which is the best track on the album, including the title track, I think.
Yes.
It is good.
I think it is.
Are you right, then? So have you got any idea what the connection might be? Because we've had
tell me what the other two were. I didn't catch the first, I only got the second.
Well, but you're prepared to have a go, and I like you for it. We've got The Doors, Soul Kitchen.
Yeah.
Right. And we have had Pretenders, Brass in Pocket.
Yeah.
And now we're having Win, David Bowie.
Yeah.
All right. Any ideas? Would it help if I told you it's been suggested by John Farnaby and John Sparshat?
No.
No. You don't know, do you?
I haven't a clue who they are.
It's all right. Well, no, you don't need to know who they are.
getting pissed on red wine.
Yeah, fair enough then. Right. I think getting is not the right word, but already. Mission accomplished, I would say. And we're jealous of that. I've not touched a drop. I've left it to you and Count Arthur. But anyway. All right, then. Well, we'll play the tune, and perhaps someone else will have worked out the connection by the end of it. Nice talking to you, Patrick. Okay, bye-bye. Patrick Powell on the Summerfield Red. Correctly identified David Bowie and Win.
The Crucial Three, three.
Count Arthur Strong has been with us.
One of these discotheques, you know, on about.
Okay, then. And, have you come to a conclusion of whether it was A, B or C was the best wine, which was the object of tonight's programme?
All wine is lovely.
All?
Absolutely lovely.
So don't care, really, would be the winning...
About what?
Winning poem.
Stop it.
What's
going on about?
Okay, then. Well, it's been very nice seeing you.
Delighted.
Count Arthur, and we look forward to welcoming you again soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Pat's been on, said, given that a count is not part of British aristocracy, could the count briefly explain his aristocratic ancestry and how his family came to be ennobled?
Well, you know, it's not an inherited title, you know. Oh, no, that's, when I'm gone, that dies with me, that the count. So, it all stemmed back to the Royal Command, when I rescued the Queen Mara's Fishbone out of a hopper gang manoeuvrement on a sea, and I believe the title of it.